The sexual abuse of children in schools here, going back decades, has finally and rightly been put in the spotlight in recent months. Another form of abuse travelled alongside it, a brutal abuse which has also left lasting consequences for those who had to endure it. It's corporal punishment, the physical hitting and beating of children, which although banned in primary school since 1982, continued for years after that for some. Listeners to Liveline on RT Radio 1 will be very familiar with some of the true horror of this crime and the impact it left on people today, people who left their childhoods behind decades ago. Well, tonight, a new documentary on RTE television will hear from some of those who suffered this abuse. Leathered, Violence in Irish Schools also raises fresh questions about the level of official record keeping when it came to the treatment of children at schools across the country. The producer, director and narrator of the documentary is John Downs, and he's with us now. John, you're very welcome. Why did you want to make this documentary?
Well, as you know, it was 2 years ago now, Orty aired that landmark Blackrock Boys radio documentary, and it details these devastating allegations of sexual abuse in one of the most prestigious schools in the country, Blackrock College. And it did indeed prompt a national outpouring. You know, hundreds of more survivors came forward with their stories of sexual abuse at religious-run institutions around the country. And as you mentioned in your introduction there, you know, during the same period of time, tens of thousands of Irish children also experienced physical abuse by their teachers at school. Mm-hmm. And their teachers did this with the full support of the state, through corporal punishment, which was allowed in schools up until 1982 when it was banned by the Minister for Education, John Boland. So as a documentary team, we wanted to ask why this was allowed and also to examine the legacy of this culture of violence on Irish society today. So one of those we spoke to as part of the documentary was a man named Peter Kane, and he went to the De La Salle in Navan in the 1960s.
Get up here, he says. And the first thing I got was, you know, a couple of tatters around the head and face. And then he proceeded to, I think maybe 6 or 12 slaps I got off him, you know, with the leather strap. I didn't cry, and that in itself was a signal for him to carry on beating you. And he done so and bounced my head off the blackboard, bounced my body around the room, knocked me up against his desk, and at one stage then I collapsed and fell on the ground because he done something to my back, and then he dragged me up and proceeded to beat me.
That's Peter Kane there recounting his experience. He went to De La Salle School in Navan. John, what were the rules around corporal punishment?
Well, it's interesting going back through the archives. You know, as early as 1932, the Department of Education's own rules and discipline stated that only the principal teacher or another person authorised for the purpose should inflict corporal punishment. And they're very, very specific, these rules. You know, it's quite striking when you read them. Only a light cane or rod may be used for the purpose of inflicting the corporal punishment, they state. And the boxing of children's ears, the pulling of their hair or similar ill treatment is absolutely forbidden and will be visited with severe penalties. So we see these rules change and be amended over the years. But by 65, they're saying that corporal punishment should not be administered for mere failure at lessons. And any teacher who inflicts improper or excessive punishment would be regarded as guilty of conduct unbefitting a teacher. But the rules were seldom, if ever, implemented.
Did anyone try to shout stop?
They did indeed, yeah. Again, another feature of this, as we've been looking at it as a documentary team, is just how far back people were trying to talk about this. In 1955, you can look at the Shannon records, and Owen Sheehy Skeffington, the senator, was shouting about this, saying this shouldn't be happening, and he was shouted down. And even going through again our own archives here in RTE, it's really distressing to see at times children and parents trying to shout stop, but it appears no one was listening. And then in 1967, a group called Reform was started to lobby for the abolition of corporal punishment. And we spoke to two of its founding members. They're Frank Crummy and Martin Reynolds.
In 1967, we decided we'd have a national campaign called Reform to ban corporal punishment. We were just seen as cranks.
One day, this firm were having an auction, and one of the items was a number of leather school straps they'd made that were still there. And one of us went to the auction and bought them at the auction.
We got 29 leather straps, so the following Saturday we had our protest. We went around with a container burning the leather straps.
There might have been 20 of us, and we walked down to the Department of Education and we held up placards and we dropped a letter in the letterbox calling upon the Department of Education to abolish it.
What is known, John, about the scale of physical abuse in schools?
Well, it's something we've been trying to establish. Like, what we do know is that in 1962, there were over 500,000 pupils in primary and secondary schools here. We then have the introduction of free secondary education in 66, and that leads to an even bigger number. So by 1982, there's over 750,000, according to the department's own figures. So we know there was a lot of children in school. And what we don't know is how these any allegations were treated by the department and by the state. So we contacted the Department of Education to just ask about this and to see how many allegations they received during the time. And unfortunately, its records show provide little insight into the real scale of this. It says it received just 108 allegations of physical abuse between 1962 and 1982. So that's 20 years. And more than 75% of these were included allegations of other forms of abuse. So it's very often not a single instance. It's allied to other types of abuse. There were 9 other allegations after 1982. So after the ban was introduced, which suggests that it was still going on. So anecdotally, we know that the approach very much was there's nothing to see here. You might have a complaint, go to the principal and have a tap on the shoulder saying, "Ah, she'll leave it, we'll look after it," or the local priest might visit you in the house. We spoke to one parent in the documentary who contacted the department and says he heard nothing back. So our concern, obviously, as looking at this, is that this may be the tip of the iceberg. You know, we know with the scoping inquiry, the government's inquiry after Blackrock Boys, that it uncovered many other instances of sexual abuse that were previously not known about. And we wonder, and you have to ask the question, is it the same situation with physical abuse? So
are there any indications that a similar inquiry, scoping inquiry, will be held into this?
It's a very good question. And it's one we ask. It's one our survivors are, and contributors ask in the documentary tonight, you know. They feel that this is something that has to be looked at. How that is done is up to someone else to decide, but they feel they need to be heard. And I suppose for us, we just wanted to give them the opportunity to have their voices heard.
John, thank you very much indeed. John Downes there. And John's documentary is called Leathered: Violence in Irish Schools. And it's on tonight, RT1 at 9:35. If you've been affected by anything we talked about there, because it is very distressing, rte.ie/helplines is where to go.